768 Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Al Toria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles again to our devotional scripture this morning, Psalm 119, Psalm 119, verse 89. And you have it, say amen. Amen. Let's begin reading now.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of God. For just a little while this morning, I want to speak from the subject, it's settled. It's settled. My brothers and sisters, when you consider that the psalmist is speaking about our God, the Creator, the everlasting God, the Lord, he's speaking about the superior being, the one who is able to do anything but fail. And when he speaks about the Lord in this context, it is to make clear to the believer that God's word is supreme, it rules supreme, and what God says, he means, and he means what he says. And that when God says, that's it, period. And so when we talk about it's settled, listen to what he says, forever. O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It's settled in heaven. Now you say, well, now it's settled in heaven, so what does that mean for us here on earth? Well, if it's settled in heaven, you need to know that it's automatically settled here on earth. The difference between heaven and earth is those in heaven know it's settled. Those here on earth are still learning that it's settled. Listen, you've heard the saying, if God said it, that settles it whether I believe it or not. Well, let me rephrase it again. If God said it, here we go. That settles it, period. Whether I believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It's settled. God doesn't change his mind. He says he is the Lord. He changes not. And so we need to recognize that God, when he speaks arbitrarily, authoritatively, and absolutely. There is none other who can twist, turn, or take out the word of God. God has the power to do anything his heart desires. Now listen to this again. Forever. That's eternity. Eternity. In other words, when God speaks, he doesn't speak for just the moment. When God speaks, there is nothing that can sneak up on God. There's nothing that surprises God. There's nothing that happens that God has already not seen. He knows it before it ever comes into being. And so why does God have to get in a hurry when God has already planned for it? Why do we have to send God here and send him there when he's already there? Why do we have to question God like he doesn't know what's going on now? Listen, everything that is because God allowed it to or he willed it to be. And so when you talk about someone as powerful as God, when the psalmist says forever, that means from the very existence and foundation of the beginning all the way to the end. God has already orchestrated everything there is. Now, his permissive will allows us to have a part in the process. And when he allows us to have a part in the process, excuse me, then dictates how we receive the blessings and the benefits of God based upon whether we obey him or disobey him. You see, one of the good things about God is we are the only part of God's creation that he gave a will to. He made us free will agents, which meant that he gave us a choice in whether we obey him, a choice in whether we receive him or reject him. He gave us a choice in how we interact with him. And so based on our interaction with God, based upon our obedience to his word, it then determines how God blesses us. And so when we obey him, the blessings of God overshadow us. They overtake us. They run us down. But when we disobey a God, God gives us what we need because God is a long-suffering God. He's a patient God. He's a merciful God. He's a gracious God. So he gives us time to get it together. How many times have we missed God? Have we turned our backs on God? Have we disobeyed God and he gave us another chance? How many times we knew we were disobeying God and still disobeyed God and then still had to ask him for blessings? And he looked beyond our faults and kept on blessing us. He let the rain fall on the just and the unjust. He let the sun shine on the just and the unjust. Listen, God is so faithful to his own word. That's the reason why we're not destroyed. Malachi chapter 3, it tells us in the 6th verse, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. In other words, because God holds himself accountable to his own word, that none of us can ever, ever change or alter the word of God. God is faithful because he is faithful. Amen. He's God by himself, none other. Let me share with you three things that I've received out of this text. First of all, when it says, forever, O Lord, thy word, no one else's. Thy word is settled in heaven. thy word is settled in heaven. Because of his word, listen, the Bible says it is unchangeable. It is immutable. God's word is solid, and nothing and no one can change his word. As a matter of fact, let's look at from his word three things that evolves from the text. One, his voice. His voice. He could either speak his word or, as inspired men wrote his word, he revealed it to him, but it's still his word. The voice of God. What did God say? In the very book of beginnings, Genesis 1, it starts off, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then just move on to verse 3, and it says, and God what? And God what? Ain't but a few Bible readers in here. And God said, he used his voice to say, let there be light. And there was light. Why was there light? And now you're catching on now. Because he used his voice and said, let there be. And then you follow it all the way through this first chapter. And he continues to use his voice to say whatever he wanted to see, which is an example to the people of God, again, of faith, how to use our voice to speak what we want to see instead of speaking what we see. Somebody didn't catch that. We need to use our voice. We have the authority of God. We have the power of God made in his image and in his likeness to speak things into existence, the power to change the atmosphere, the ability to cause those things that should be, that aren't, into example and into existence by the example we have from God. He used his voice. Everything God wanted to be, he spoke it. He spoke it. And so, because God spoke it by his word, it is settled in heaven. If it is settled in heaven and earth is supposed to be his footstool, earth is supposed to be the place where the dwelling of his chiefest creation, mankind, is, then it is the same mirrored on earth as it is in heaven. Didn't Jesus pray that prayer, Matthew 6 and 9? When you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy own as in heaven. In other words, God wants what is going on in heaven, that was his original plan, desire, to be done on earth. And so he made man capable of making choices, and man chose to disobey God. There's something else God did with his voice. He used it to speak his vision. His word revealed his vision. What was the vision from God? Well, the Bible from Genesis to Revelation reveals all the various things God has planned for man. But because God is so faithful, because God knows everything, because God has planned what he desires with the inclusion of what man chooses to do in terms of obeying him or disobeying him, God put in a plan before the foundation of the world, because he knew man would mess up. He slew the sacrificial lamb before the world was ever created. Now, it dispensationally did not come until the fullness of time, which meant when God himself had split time between Old Testament and New Testament by having Jesus come on the scene through 42 generations and came with the purpose of saving his people from their sin. But God had the vision of this long before the world was created. It didn't slip upon him. He sent his son. We celebrate this Christmas time, the birth of Jesus Christ, because he is the joy that has come to the world. He is the peace that has come to the world. He is the Son of Almighty God who has pure blood flowing through his veins, so that through that pureness of his blood, he would be able to redeem the people of God who would accept him and receive him as their Lord and their Savior. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which were lost. And so that was his primary goal for coming here. But while he was yet doing that, he was making other things better for us. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. And so when he did all these other miracles and signs and wonders, that was just the enhancement. That was just the lanyard. He came to die for our sins and to save us and bring us back into right relationship with the Father. That was his vision. That was his vision. His word made that clear. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave who? His only begotten Son, who was begotten of the Father. He gave him to us, this world. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We could not have everlasting life without the vision of God, of Jesus saving us. And then thirdly, I'm closing. Through his word, God has the victory. The victory, the victory. And because, listen, he has the victory, guess who else has the victory? We have the victory in Jesus, God's Son, sent here to put us in the place of victors and not victims. He became the victim so we can become the victors. He allowed mean men to drive nails in his hand, nails in his feet, pierced him in the side, put crown of thorns on his head, and he died so that we might live, to give us the victory over Satan and sin. You see, Satan thought he won in the Garden of Eden, but he didn't know the Garden of Gethsemane was coming. Let me say that again. He thought he won in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve when he got Eve to disobey God, and then Eve got Adam to disobey God, and Satan thought he had all mankind, but he didn't know God had a victory plan. And so, my brothers and sisters, God brought his son, and then Satan thought he won again when Jesus died. He thought he had killed Jesus, but the problem was Jesus laid down his life. And I don't think he remembered this part where he said, if I lay my life down, I can take it up again. And so, my brothers and sisters, God has the victory. Because 3 days later, the one who died said, I've been here long enough. I have gone to every cell and opened up those doors so all of the saints who died in faith can get up with me and follow me on resurrection morning. And there, when he got up, the first fruits of them that slept, Matthew records that the saints who had died in faith got up behind him and marched down the streets of Jerusalem in the victory that Jesus brought. Jesus brought that big victory to all of the believers. And that same victory belongs to us. And if you want to see some more revelation, turn to the book of Revelation and see how God wins and how he's victorious, and so much so that he ends this world and he ends this heaven. And then John says he saw a new heaven and a new earth, and he saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Y'all don't hear me today. And everything in that new Jerusalem was new. No more sin, no more dying, no more crying, no more any of those things that were on this side. And my brothers and sisters, he proves at the end, with no doubt, that he has the victory. And that book records in his victory that Satan and all his angels will be burned up in a lake of fire. Let me put this footnote in. Hell was not made for you. Don't let Satan take you there. It was meant for him and his angels. And you need to know there ain't nothing in hell you need or want. What you need and want is all in the glories of God. And I thank you, my brothers and sisters, for making the choice to be on the side of the victor, the side of the winner, the side of God. It is settled. Give God praise today.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnax.
Hey, God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. We know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, James Brodnax, and I tell you, I'm just excited about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. But I want to give you a personal invite to meet us in our Church by Phone Miracle Working Crusade. Yes, every week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, I am teaching that Word of God under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And then that's 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday. Well, listen to me, my dear friend. I want to give you a personal invite to meet us this week here. It is going to be powerful. In the prayer chamber, all you must do is to dial this number, 318-754-0001, 318-754-0001. And if you need prayer, when you dial that number, listen to the prompt and dial *5 on your telephone keypad. But here is my ministering partner, the Canadian prophetess, Prophetess Gloria Van Johnson, to give you a personal invite to Church by Phone.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson. Has God made you a promise that you are waiting to see come to pass? Does it seem like every time you almost get close enough to touch it, the devil just comes against and tries to make it evaporate? I want you to know that the Lord is speaking, and I have a word for you tomorrow night that is going to cause an explosion to come alive. The Bible said, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter that which has gone forth out of my lips." Do you know that word was from God? The word of the Lord says to war for those prophecies that have gone on before us. The enemy does not want you to push. He does not want you to believe. He wants you to think that the circumstance is over. But the Lord thy God would speak unto thee and say, "The devil is a liar. I am not through with you. I'm not through with your children." And the enemy cannot exact upon you. It's time for you to rise up in me, saith the Lord. It is time to go into the enemy's camp and take that which he thinks he's stolen. It's time to take your marriage back, your ministry back, your joy back, your business back. It is time for you to take your health back. You have lived in fear and trembling long enough, saith the Lord. It is time to believe and to see the blessing of the Lord that I have promised you. Do you not remember the nights that you wept and cried, for you felt my anointing so strong, and I began to speak to you in visions and dreams, and you had so much faith? But the last 3 years, all of hell has fought, not just you, but the entire nation. And the enemy is so bold. He has the nerve to believe that he is going to stop you, stop your son, cause him to be bound by drugs and alcohol and generation.